Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome back to another podcast from thewalk.se. The ongoing story about becoming a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. When I left you last, I was in Panama City and I was just celebrating 1 year on the walk. And it's been a little bit more than a week since then. Well, a few things have happened. I'm slowly making my way west across America. As I walk, I think I've mentioned before that I listen to a lot of podcasts and audio books, and generally I mentioned in the last podcast that I am a little bit surprised at the lack of time I have to produce anything, any creative work myself. I do have a lot of time to listen to other people, which I suppose in a way is very, very gratifying. I can take the time for myself to listen, to learn and get a lot of information from a lot of different places. I've got another year to walk, and as I walk, I'm finding more and more podcasts that I like to listen to. Finding a lot of interesting information, reflections about everything from, well, all the things I'm interested in, everything from fitness to philosophy to travel to, well, basically anything at all. I really wanted to start this podcast with a quote that I found on, I found through one of the podcasts I'm listening to at the moment. I should say that I think I will in a future podcast, I'm not quite sure when, but in a future podcast I'll try to make a list of the podcasts I am listening to, the ones that sort of stick with me, that I will continue to listen to and that I think have good, interesting content, and I'll post that somewhere. But that'll be a future segment. But one of the podcasts I've found recently that actually my couch surfing host Bill put me onto is a podcast called Fitness Behavior by Bevan James Isles, a New Zealand guy. And in one of the earlier episodes, he quotes a quote that is from Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs is probably one of the most quoted persons out there. There are a lot of quotes there, but he quotes one on one of his podcasts that I actually really like, and I thought I'd start the podcast today with that. And it goes like this: "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in a square hole, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. But the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do." Now, I really like that quote. It resonated with me when I heard it, and I hope you like it. It's, as I said, a Steve Jobs quote, which I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but there it is. And I think it's true. We have to push boundaries. You don't always have to be crazy to push the boundaries, but when you do, I think a lot of people can think of you as crazy. I think one of the things that I might say is one of my failings is that I am not a round peg in a square hole. I've always been more of a plasticine peg that fits into any hole he gets put into. So maybe I should have been a bit more rebellious. Maybe I should have tried to do a bit stranger things before I turned 50. But who knows? I've got the chance to continue now. I don't really want to say too much about that quote, other than just to have it in there. And it's something to think about, isn't it? As I said, Panama City. I enjoyed a nice dinner there with my host, Russell, and his girlfriend. And Then the next morning, it was time to head off again, and I headed off across Panama Beach, walking. I was heading towards Pensacola, where I was hoping to stay with another couch surfing host when I arrived there. And so Pensacola is it was a good 4-day walk, I think, to get there. And I walked along Panama Beach, and I spent a lot of time walking along the beach. It's quite interesting. And saw a lot of strange things. There, Panama Beach, as opposed to Panama City, is a little bit more touristy, and there are a lot of theme parks and big hotels and stuff like that. Not as charming as Panama City, but nice and interesting to see. Among other things, I saw there was a house that was turned upside down. Looked like it had been torn up by a tornado or something. Wonderworks, it was called. And I also ran into a couple there that were pushing a shopping trolley that was their cart. They didn't have as good a mule as I have, and they were trying to get some money together to leave Panama Beach after a weekend or something there, partying, and they'd run out of money, and they were trying to get some money together to get a bus ticket and leave. I walked a fair while that first day, and I actually ended up camping in a state park, and as I came, I don't remember the mileage, but I think I did something like 55 kilometers or something that day, and I arrived at the state park quite late. It would have been 8:30 or something, so I arrived basically after sunset, and as I was walking into the state park, I had a really brilliant sunset. So yeah, it was really nice. Long day's walk, tiring, but beautiful scenery. One problem that happened really the next day was that for the first time in a long time, I decided to use my sandals, my Merrell sandals, with ordinary socks, not toe socks. Toe socks are the little socks with small pockets for your individual toes, and I really like them because they stop any chafing between the toes without the need to lubricate or tape or anything between the toes. And I went for a walk, almost walked that full next day without any toe socks, and I ended up with a great big blister on my big toe. My big toe on my right foot. My right foot is where I always have all my problems, and that was a bit of a hassle. Couldn't really do much about it, though. It was a big blister, and it sort of slowed me up for the next few days walking because even though I started using toe socks again, that blister still hurt when I was walking. But no, couldn't do much about it. Should really have known better before I started walking. But there it is. Bit of a warning there. I'll post a picture both on the Acast app and on the blog. And if you're a bit squeamish and you don't want to see what a blister looks like close up, don't have a look, basically. And then I headed up towards Pensacola. And I arrived in Pensacola, and it was a long walk. The last walk into Pensacola, I arrived quite late at Jason's place, a couch surfing host that had very kindly decided to put me up. And I arrived there and found that he had another couch surfing guest there, a girl called Jocelyn, that was there to. She was staying there while she was finishing her scuba diving accreditation to get her license. Yeah, we talked for a while, and we went out for a beer, and I'll post a picture that the Jocelyn, or someone, actually one of the other guests, took with Jocelyn's camera while we were out drinking our beer, and it's a black and white shot, and you'll see Jocelyn, and you'll see Jason, and you'll see me, and you'll see that I look very tired, and I was. This is like, would have been about 9:30, 10 o'clock, possibly even a little bit later, and after walking at least 55 kilometers during that, and it was a long, long, hot day. So, yeah, the reason I'm looking tired is because I am tired, basically. I stayed with Jason the next day, and we took it easy. And we actually went out and did a few things. He wanted me to take a picture of him on his bike. He's got a new bike, and so we did that. I had been invited earlier to stay with a couple in Mobile in Alabama, and I got in contact with them to check that that offer was still on the cards, and it was. They actually wondered if I could arrive so I could stay here for Saturday when they were having a few friends over and they'd like to meet me. And so I actually stayed a day longer with Jason. He was real kind, let me stay a day longer, no problem at all, before I headed out towards Mobile. Oh, and actually, and I should add, on the day that I walked to Pensacola, I actually ran into two people on my way there. And for the first time during my whole walk, I ran into two other people that are doing a long walk themselves. I stopped at a Starbucks to get a coffee. I wanted to get a good, strong coffee. And sitting outside there were these two hippie-looking guys enjoying some coffee. And when they saw the cart, they immediately started asking me some questions. Well, they turned out that they have been walking from San Francisco and were walking ocean to ocean across America. And that had been out for a year, in the same period as I had. And they were doing a bit rougher than I am, and they seemed to be really enjoying it, taking it easy, getting along, and they seemed to be reasonably happy that they were getting towards the end of their big trip. And I sat talking with them for a while, even though I knew I had a long distance to walk that day. It was so interesting to meet somebody that was doing the same thing as I was, that I stayed there and talked with them for a while, I don't know, maybe an hour. And it was only just before I left that I realized that I should have been recording that. So what I did is I got out the recorder and I did a little quick little interview, or I wouldn't call it an interview, but we talked a little bit on it. And I'll put that up now. And this is what we said.
Here I am, Gulf Breeze, Florida, and I've just met the first two real walkers I've met on the trip. And here they are.
Hello. Flute. Hello, world.
Hello, world. Yeah.
I'm Elliot.
Elliot?
Yeah.
My name's Graham.
Graham, you're not Elliot. How long have you been going?
It's been over a year. It's almost been a year and 2 months. March 15th, we left. It's been just about 3,000 miles. We plan to do maybe 3,200, 3,300 by the time the walk is up, which will have been a route starting in San Francisco, California, right, with our boots dipped in the Pacific Ocean. All the way through until we're thinking Fort Augustine.
Fort Augustine, so, yeah.
Which is where the southern tier starts.
Yeah, it starts, yeah. Yeah. And it's been an ocean to ocean, basically, idea.
Yeah, that was the idea. Even when we started, some of the ideas were, well, we could go to the Gulf and we could call it there. It wasn't until I started researching into the I guess the logistics or what it means to other people to walk as a pilgrimage or a form of transportation, and you see that people really, really get into it and take the time to set out an entire route and set the time aside and do it.
I felt ocean was personally much better. Some people will say, oh, so you're going to Florida. And it's like, no, I'm going to the ocean, because I'm not really interested in specific political borders or boundaries. Like, the idea of Florida is not as grand or enigmatic as the ocean itself. It's got a lot more.
The Atlantic is pretty tangible, sort of.
That's a distinct border, while the border of Alabama and Mississippi is triviality.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any difference, does it?
No. Great.
Well, as I said, you guys are the first real walkers I've met in a year of traveling.
Likewise.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty incredible, though, that there aren't more people walking? Because, in a way, isn't that the most simple way we can get started?
Yeah. People always do what's easy and practical and what's convenient. There's a lot to be said about that.
I don't know if it's pessimistic or realistic expectation of society, and that's that 1 out of 10 people are actually realized or awake and open to doing things outside the grain, and then everyone else is to a lesser or greater extent just tied into reproducing and feeding themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, there are certain basic sort of biological drives we all have, but we also don't. We have to. We want to reproduce, and we want to eat, and we want to have a certain amount of safety. But then on top of that, we've got all the cultural, the social sort of schooling that we get us into like career and stuff, and how we value ourselves by what we own and all that sort of stuff. It's a pretty big sort of thing, and most people don't look outside that, do they?
I find that
It's
really necessary to get that outside perspective, and the best way to do it is stripping away all the conveniences. I find that the things that are most convenient, I don't know, refrigerators, yeah, cars, yeah, microwaves, the like, are some of the most destructive forces that we've come up with. And sometimes you gotta get the raw and what people would call the bad or the pain. You gotta experience it to have a broader perspective, and after that you can relay it onto your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's been really cool meeting you guys, because as I said, the first people that are walking, and you're doing it properly and they're enjoying it, and that's really excellent.
Yeah.
What was the name of your blog? You had a blog.
Yeah, Still More Glorious .blogspot.com.
We'll be able to see the finish on there very shortly, I imagine.
Right. Yeah.
What's the plan?
I suppose, I suppose by the time I get back to a home, I'll be able to wrap it up with the last photos, and I suppose a sort of credit roll. We've done a couple short videos so far. We plan on doing one more. This one will have a bit more content, and putting them together, and that's where you'll be able to see it all.
So. Oh, that's so cool. I'll put a link to it on the site too, so we can get people over there looking at it.
Yeah. Excellent, great. Excellent.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. And good luck with the walking.
Likewise.
Thanks.
Yeah, interesting, eh? Well, check out their website. It'll be interesting to see. I'm going to check it out myself soon, see if it gets updated with the last portion, and then we'll be interesting to see when they finish and when they actually arrive at the Atlantic Ocean. Back to Pensacola, and on Tuesday morning, on Monday, the day I stayed extra, Jason had to work, but I went with him into town, and while he was working, I sort of walked around town, had a look at a few stores, had a look at some sites, and tried to update some stuff on the website, try to organize a few things, get up to date with emails. And I found a sporting store that sold shoes, and I always check then if I can get woolen toe socks, which seemed to be very, very hard to get, and they didn't have any. But I checked out some other stuff, and we had a nice outdoor store. And then I found a running store called, I think it was called Running Wild, and they had some really, really great-looking shoes. And they were a shoe that has an extremely wide toe box. Well, as you know, especially with, as you saw in one of the previous pictures, one of the problems I have with shoes is they always squash my toes together because I have large toes. Wide foot and large toes is not a good combination. But they had these shoes called Altra, A-L-T-R-A, and they had an extremely wide shoe box. So I tried a pair of them on, and the pair that they had, I felt were too soft. I don't want too much cushioning. I want a more of a minimalistic style sole. But the salesman there was very kind. We talked a lot, and he admired my zero sandal shoes, or zero shoes sandals, and my minimalist sandals that I walk around with during the day. And he actually went out the back and found another pair of another model that had a thinner sole that didn't sort of have as much cushioning. It was very much a more minimalistic shoe with a zero drop, like almost flat. It didn't lift a heel at all. And I tried them out, and I even went so far as to remove the insole, and found that they were really great. So I ended up buying them. Expensive, especially as I know that I wear out shoes pretty quickly, but a nice comfortable shoe is difficult for me to get, so I was quite happy to get them. And spending money that I don't really have, but I have to have shoes to walk. One problem is I did have an ambition from when I was in France, when I actually ordered my Ciro shoes sandals, that I would be able to transition into using them all the time, but I haven't really been able to do that. They are an extremely thin sandal, and although they fit well and they really give a nice feel, they are a little bit too thin, and the prolonged beating I'm giving my shoes when I walk as much as I walk every day, I haven't really been able to transition into using them all the time. In some ways, I almost hope that I will be able to do that, because it would make things a little bit easier on the shoe front. And now that I'm here in Southern America and it's nice and warm, I can use sandals all the time again. But I'll just have to see how that goes. I'm not quite sure. And now that I've found these Ultra shoes, that they might be a really good compromise that I can use, because they offer a little bit more protection, a little bit more cushioning under the sole, so I can use those. And I have my Merrell sandals that I've actually modified. My Merrell sandals are just an ordinary sandal, and like all sandals, they have a portion that holds your toes in a little bit. And what I've actually done is I've cut that away to open it up. So I've got the rear ankle strap, and I have a strap heading across my foot from the big toe across, but the section that actually goes forward to my little toe, I've cut off, giving myself a bit more room. And once I did that modification, they have become a lot more comfortable, and I can walk in those all day. So I've actually got some good walking gear that I know that I can walk in, and that I can walk in now for extended periods. I started using the Ultra shoes the first day. I walked 53 kilometers without a blister, which is or any sort of complication at all, which is pretty good going. It's straight out of the box, start using them, and not a problem. And I do tend to generate blisters, so but that worked quite well. And that was on the Tuesday morning. I got a lift, me and the mule, got a lift with Jason into Pensacola from his house. And I started in Pensacola on the Southern Tier bicycle route, which I'm basically following now, and headed off with Mobile being the destination, hopefully. And I was planning to do that in 3 days. As it turned out, that was probably a little bit optimistic, and it ended up being 3 long days. It was a 53 kilometer day, and then a 50 kilometer day followed by another 53 kilometer day. So I should have really done it in 4 days, but poor planning by me, poor reading of the map, and poor addition. Somehow I don't really know what happened, but I did something wrong there when I calculated the distance anyway. But anyway, I got a ride with Jason in, and I set off in my new shoes, and I headed off along southwest Pensacola, and I walked down through State Park, Gulf State Park, to Gulf Shores, and I actually ended up camping that first night in the Gulf State Park. Next day, I started from the Gulf State Park with the intention of making it to Dolphin Island and camping there. There's a campground on Dolphin Island side. There's a ferry that goes between Fort Morgan and Dolphin Island, and I was intending to make the ferry crossover and stay in Dolphin Island, and then have a long, big last day walk to Mobile the next day. But it wasn't the nicest day of walking. It was very wet, had a lot of rain, a lot of thunderstorms. And as anyone who's done a bit of walking knows, one of the worst things for your feet is walking in wet shoes and wet socks. Any tendency to blister or anything like that actually gets a lot worse. And I was quite impressed with my new shoes that I survived that full day. Again, I think to a large portion because I was wearing toe socks without getting any serious blistering or even making the blister I already had any worse. So that worked out quite well. But there was a lot of water everywhere. Certain parts of the road were flooded, and I walked past parts in Fort Morgan where you almost needed a boat to get to the different houses. I was walking along the road, and certain sections there were big signs that said water on the road, and you had to slow down and take it carefully. Most of the time, most of the traffic was pretty cautious when they saw me on the road, because I had to more or less sometimes get into the middle of the road, then quickly walk a section and get off the side of the road to let them pass. But somehow there were some people that couldn't understand that when they went through the water quickly, they splashed me. And then they were even all, some of them, I remember one guy particularly, he came driving along, went right through a puddle, splashing water everywhere, and sitting there talking in his mobile phone, and then he looked totally shocked when I gave him the finger. So I don't know what to say about that. When I arrived at Dolphin Island, at Fort Morgan, there's a ferry there that goes once every hour and a half, but it had been closed off during the middle of the day because of all the thunderstorms. But luckily enough, they had resumed service again, and I unfortunately missed the second last ferry, the one that leaves at 5:45, and I had to wait to the one that leaves at 7:15 in the evening. So I had an hour and a bit sitting around there, and I talked to the guy in the I bought some coffee and I spoke to a guy in there who works there, and just generally took it easy and tried to plan out the next days and dried out the tent a little bit. It had stopped raining by this stage, and it was a nice evening. And then I actually had a very, very nice ride on the ferry across Mobile Bay Sound, or Mobile Bay, it's just called Mobile Bay, and past some natural gas platforms that there, and there was a very, very nice cloud formations, and the sun was setting, so it was beautiful colours and beautiful cloud formations, and just a nice trip across the bay, basically. And I ended up arriving just in time to check into the campground and to stay at the campground there for the night. And the next morning I was up very early. I'd set the alarm clock to 6 o'clock, jumped up early, packed all my stuff together and started heading out, because I knew I had a long day's walk ahead of me. Google Maps said it was something like 53 kilometers, and I wanted to get started reasonably early so I could take a few breaks later on in the evening when I knew it was going to get hotter. And I headed out, had a nice day walking. I walked across the Dolphin Island Bridge, which is a bridge they've built, and a sort of a causeway and a bridge. And unfortunately, I had a strong headwind all the way heading up there, which made it even harder. But as soon as I arrived on the mainland on the other side, the wind died down, and I had a reasonably nice day's walking that wasn't too hot. It was sunny, but it wasn't exceedingly hot, so it was a nice day to walking. And I finally turned up here in Mobile to visit the people that are putting me up here, Michael and Maria, and they very kindly offered to put me up here. They actually got in contact with me through the website after having seen me on the news when I did that, when I was actually featured on the news about a month ago when I was in, where was it? They had dinner waiting for me and a nice place to sleep, and I had a nice shower, and I had a nice day's a night's rest. And now I'm taking a nice, easy rest day and waiting for some of their family to arrive this afternoon. And we're going to eat crayfish, which will be great. Tomorrow I intend to do a bit more sightseeing, and then on Sunday, the way it looks at the moment, I will be getting started again, heading west again. I will basically be following the Southern Tier Cycle Trail from here, the way it looks at the moment anyway, and we'll be heading sort of west, and we'll be walking above New Orleans, but I hope to be staying with some people just above New Orleans, and hope to be able to get into New Orleans to do a bit of sightseeing when I do that. So I'm not quite sure. It's probably a week's walking for me to get there, so I don't think I will be doing another update on the podcast before I get to that stage, but you never know. You never know what happens. Everything's very flexible, as you know, with the walk, and just about anything can happen. My blister's healing up all right. I love my new shoes. Love the whole concept of the walk and what I'm doing, and I'm really enjoying it. People are nice and friendly, and What can I say? Enjoy life and keep walking.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.